solo. Driving back solo through the air, I had Green's words in my ears. I was in the right spot as though a beacon had been lit. The light seemed to radiate about the thickness the colour of some chicken dish made from a white roux and the zest of lemon. How I lingered over the stove with a wooden spoon, thinking of her amongst the beaked whales, the air full of chemicals, leaving the taste of burnt toast in my mouth, the fields under the drizzle of spray. "There's not much we can do," said Green. I knew he didn't believe my story, but the papers did. I read my name and saw my face. I walked along Lenin Boulevard in late autumn, the dipping trees, rocks full of basking lizards, stalls full of ripe peaches. Maybe that was it. I cut the engine and waited. There were other watchers, too, from bedroom windows. Disney children looked out with smiling neatness. Green mumbled something to Morty. His head contained a great luminescence. He stabbed at the chicken, mumbling about food poisoning. He ached in his comfort, dribbling away for his hidden moments. I wasn't sure if he believed in UFOs, but sure enough, all along the coast, in hidden places, the photos were doctored, the water cleanly flowed, and monster fish bathed in its warmth. Windscale was as clean as a germ-free booth.